Blog Talk Radio.
IFM Radio Nation, known as IFM Nation now, if you've been paying attention on our social media pages. And if you don't recognize my voice, I'm going to tell you it's your girl, Justice Lane. Good morning. No, wait. Yes, it's still morning. So good morning and good evening to all the listeners all around the world. We're going to talk about some random stuff today. So I hope you guys got time, okay? Basically, first and foremost, if you've been following IFM Radio, we are now available on TuneIn, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, in addition to all the other platforms that we were already on. You could check all that information out by visiting ifm-radio.com, or you can follow me. I'm always active on Facebook, You can follow the Justice Lane page, the Madhouse page, or the IFM Nation page. I'm not really active on Twitter anymore, but you can follow the radio page, IFM Radio number 2, and you can stay updated to everything that we have going on. And also the Instagram page, IFM Radio. Also, feel free to follow and support the Madhouse Inc. Instagram page. We'll be posting content shortly for the year, but as again, for everybody that follows me on the social media Facebook page, you know that I'm preparing all the new content to be given to everybody come second quarter. So, that being said, let's go over the new lineup real quick, and then we're going to go to the topics that I've been discussing on social media. Okay, we have DJ Cool J for Monday Madness, so make sure you check him out. He'll be giving you the best of hip-hop, R&B. He even added, in addition to those, a little twist of house music, so check him out. You can follow him on his social. Lord, I don't know. What's today, Thursday? Yes, it is. What? Is it Thursday? Yep. Okay. Well, it's been a long week. And you guys already know, I don't like my shows to be scripted. I like to just talk with y'all, like, let it out. This is what it is. It is what it is. I said what I said. Oh, well. Okay. So, that being said, I love y'all too. DJ Cool J, Monday Madness. Then we have DJ Spitsum. DJ Cool J, he's a DJ out of Florida. So, check him out. DJ Spitsum, he's out of North Carolina. He's representing Street Monsters Radio. So definitely support and check him out. They also have Street Monsters Magazine, so check that out as well. We have DJ FM, Baby Powder Sessions. He brings you the best of house music. Then we have DJ Unstoppable. He's out of Alabama, and he brings you the best of hip-hop music. Sorry, I said it like that. I was just thinking about it. Like, where is he? These DJs are all over the place. DJ FM, I think he's either in New York or New Jersey. Don't quote me, but I'm going to lean towards New York, okay? But y'all can go on social media and see for sure. DJ Spitsum, he's out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Again, I already said that. Let me see, I'm just going down the list here. DJ Clash, he's out of North Carolina, Greensboro, but he's from New York. He's bringing you the best of house music. Check him out. DJ Static, he'll be airing for the first time tonight. He'll be bringing you the best of hip-hop and a little twist of everything. You know, we're going to get to see what kind of music he's bringing to the table. Again, we don't require the DJs to bring any specific genre. We just tell them, hey, however you're feeling, let it out or let the vibe go. A lot of the DJs that are with on IFM Network being broadcasted, they're club DJs, so they work different events. It could be anywhere from nightclubs to basketball tournaments to weddings. So that's why I say whatever kind of mix that they have going on, that's what we'll be playing and contributing for that week. Let's see. Okay, so DJ Static, he'll be airing tonight on Thursdays. Then we have DJ Dizzy. He's out of Miami, Florida. DJ Death Proof. He'll be bringing you the best of EDM rock music. I'm sorry, EDM and rock music. Then we have DJ AJ Summers. He'll be bringing you the best of classical house music. Let's see who else we have here. And DJ Punch Zanzibar, I remember, he's out of New Jersey. He'll be bringing you the best of house music. So I'm listening to a whole bunch of DJs here. But again, you can find them all on the social media. You can find them all listed when you subscribe to the Spotify or the Google Podcast or TuneIn. Don't forget TuneIn. I don't know if I said it, but TuneIn. You can see a list of all their names. I always put the list. Let's see. Or visit the website ifm-radio.com. Let's see. Okay, so DJ Punch, house music. Okay, and then new to the lineup last week, airing each and every Friday, is Urban House Radio. They are bringing you the best of house music. They are a radio station that consists of 17-plus DJs. So I don't know all the DJs yet as far as listing and naming them, because we get them in every week as they go into rotation through rotation through their radio station and then rebroadcast on IFM Network. The ones that is already up on IFM Network are, with the first airing of Urban House Radio, is DJ Clash, DJ Chocolate, DJ Andrew Hogan, representing for Shelter Music Group, David Vibes Taban, and DJ Marley Skills, a.k.a. DJ Marley Mall. Okay, let's see. So keep updated for that. And, of course, you know, also broadcasting on IFM Network is the Justice Lane Show. But I don't really consider mine a show because I don't really have no set schedule. I just jump on here, like, whenever. I'm like, okay, there's good topics. Let's talk about it. You know, because I don't like to talk a lot. But when I talk, it's important. Or I have something good to say. Or I just, you know, whatever. Let's just, I follow up everybody in the radio world to what's going on my social media. I know, I'm capped off. I reached my max of the 5,000 friends, but in addition, out of those 5,000, I think I have like 4,000-something followers out of that, you know, whether they're the people that are friends with me or new followers or friends that, I mean, followers that aren't friends, but they're there, so I try to keep them updated. Again, always feel free. There's no cap and limit on the Justice Lane page, so you could check that out. Okay, let's get right to it. Last night, Hot Boy Turk. Y'all, I don't even know why I'm saying this. But for ones that don't remember, I don't know where you've been. But, you know, he was out of the scene for a little bit because, you know, he did go to prison for a little while. But he's out. He's been out. That being said, he's, you know, launched his own record label, which he calls YNT Entertainment, Young and Thuggin, which is the acronym for that. So, and he released tons of songs, like, since then. I don't, like, over a dozen. I can't even keep track. He just released a new project. Oh, that's my sister calling. Sorry, Trey, I have to ignore you. Okay. let's see. Untamed Gorilla by Hot Boy Turk. Okay. Well, on Twitter, you know the Hot Boy, the original Hot Boys, which consists of Juvie, Manny Fresh, BG, Turk, Lil Wayne. Okay, you know all of them. I don't have to name. Okay, so basically, Turk went on Twitter and tweeted using the hashtag BGFree, which he's been doing for a long time. I've personally seen it myself. I personally interviewed him when he came, like, fresh out of doing his bid when he came home. And so I've been following him, you know, since then, since he got out. Since our last interview, I don't know, like two years ago. I don't know when it was. Time flies for me. Okay, so basically he used the hashtag BGFree. Then Twitter took it. I don't know how they wanted to take it. They took it like, oh, my God, BG's home. Everybody started going crazy. Everybody's excited. Then, you know, he meant it how he meant it, which we'll get to that. I'll play parts of the interview. If not, you can go back to the interview and listen to it. It's not that long. It's like 26 minutes. I'm sure you have 26 minutes. So definitely listen to it so you can hear everything from his perspective. Okay, so basically BG is incarcerated. He was convicted in 2012 for a charge. That's not our business, but if you feel like Googling and looking it up, go ahead, go for it. Okay, so basically, he's doing 14 years, okay, in a federal prison. So everybody's been anticipating, you know, all the Hot Boys being out. Now that Turk's home, the only one left to come home is BG. So they're like, okay, everybody's anticipating the Hot Boy reunion. So that kind of built the anticipation from the tweet and the hashtag BGFree. So that being said, it kind of went viral. Well, it did go viral, okay? It was all over Twitter. I'm talking about within 6 hours, it was like 6,000 people retweeting and posting the tags, and everybody screaming, BG's free. Oh, my God, where is he? When's the next music? When's the next Hot Boy reunion tour? And all this other crazy stuff, okay, that they were assuming, which later we found out. So basically, he tweeted because he was tweeting from a positive perspective. No, BG is not home. Which he will be soon, but nobody's really released the date yet. So I guess some phone calls were exchanged. Somehow Turk, you know, got calls, and people are like, oh, da-da-da, whatever, whatever. And he hit Facebook up and was like, look, I did not say that BG was home. I just used the hashtag BG is free. Y'all stop taking social media so serious. Stop putting your emotions behind it, because people started turning it back on him when he said BG's not home. They're like, oh, you're clout chasing, you're doing this, or why are you using that man's name? Why are you saying he's free? Da-da-da, you just want to promote your album and all this other crazy stuff. You know how social media could be. Their heads spin and they just get crazy and they start talking nonsense. They don't even think. They're just, like, talking. So, basically, Turk got upset. Well, not really upset. Again, you'll hear the interview, but he was, like, confused to be like, why are people attacking me? I didn't even say anything. I'm just trying to be positive on a spiritual perspective and speaking it into existence. So that being said, I'll end that right there. I don't like to say that. You know, there's no way that you could put a period behind what you're saying, so it's like sounds like one big run-on sentence. So I don't want you guys to think one thing has to do with the other, but I'm going to say the other. Basically, BG's son went on Twitter and he said, and clarified it, no, my dad's not home. And I know Turk tweeted it, but, you know, I don't know. And then later on he went to, I'm going to read you guys the exact quote here. BG's son tweeted, you know, speak that into existence. And then, you know, he on a separate tweet, he said he's not free yet. He's almost done, though. And then he continued on saying when them gates open, y'all going to know. So, so people took A and B situation and twisted it all around, okay, which is not the case, okay? There's no problem between and BG's son. There's no animosity towards BG's son and Turk. There's no problem with BG and Turk. It's just stop getting on social media and reading what everybody has to say and then keep going. Find the source, find Turk, and figure out what's going on. Find BG's son, figure out what's going on. Or you can find IFM Nation, Justice Lane, find out what's going on. You could listen to the interview, which I'm going to play parts. Which fed you into some of the confusion is somebody retweeted the tweet from Turk that said no more free BG, it's hashtag BG free. When they retweeted it, they tagged BG's son and they said, is this true? And the son said, yes, sir. So it kind of, you know, fed fuel to the fire a little bit to people being confused of is he home, he's not home, and whatever. But that's that. So basically, you know, that led to a whole bunch of things, but we're going to play a little bit of the interview so you guys can hear, and then I'll get more into talking about stuff. Okay, so here you go.
Be knowing what's going on with BG, you know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people expect him to be home and they can touch him, you feel me? But my expectations is what we know. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no expectation. You feel me? So when I say no more free BG and I say BG free, we speak that in existence off of the things that we know is about to happen, you know what I'm saying? And people might not understand it, you know what I'm saying? It ain't for me to go in details and to say, okay, this the details, this, that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't for me to do that, you know. But at the same time, it is for me to keep his name alive, what I've been doing since I've been home. I ain't doing nothing different, you know. from what I've been doing since I've been home. You know, I think a lot of people, when stuff do go viral, you always have people to voice their opinion. And sometimes people be jealous over other things and then use the opportunity when the light is shining for some reason, which I'm not looking for. There's plenty of ways to go viral and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out, you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
all things that I can't do to do that. I ain't do nothing different, saying nothing different that I've been saying. You feel me? Like, if you go back, I said the same thing in 2015, BG Free, and BG reposted it on his Instagram, and he tweeted it on his Twitter page. You know what I'm saying? So what's the difference from me saying it now and I said it then? You know what I'm saying? What's the difference?
Okay, so that's part of the interview. Make sure y'all can hear me. Okay, so that's part of the interview that went down yesterday between Turk and I. So you can check that out. That's available now on Spotify, TuneIn, all available platforms. You already know. But for the new listeners, so, you know, I was thinking about what Turk said, you know, because towards the end of the interview, he said, you know, people think I'm clout chasing and they're trying to promote, which he wasn't. And I clearly stated at the end of the interview, you know, because I don't know him, I don't know Turk personally, okay? I know of him. I know of his music. I've been following it, like, closely like that, but listening to Turk. You know, Hot Boys, Lil Wayne, all the Manny, you know, Juvie, like, BG. When I was a kid, I was a teenager, like, 16 years old. So you kind of got to say, okay, yeah, they were some thugs. Okay, whatever. You know, but that's the music, we was feeling it, you know. So we was listening to the music, and then, of course, you know, unfortunately, you know, some took the turn to, you know, and went to prison, such as him and Turk and BG, and then the others, you know, progressed and did other things. So now it's like they're coming back out to kind of, so to speak, to catch up. That's why Turk stated in the interview, you know, he's like, since I've been out, I'm just doing what I do. So that being said, they all have love for each other. There's no problem. Then, you know, a lot of people get confused. Oh, they're not with Cash Money, so they're not brothers no more like that, or they don't talk. Nah, stop listening to social media. Stop listening to other people's opinions and then voicing your opinion and then kind of getting lost in the sauce. You're causing the ripple effect, and people are not understanding the full concept of what's going on, you know, when it comes to people, spectators, we'll call them, on social media that aren't there to post any productive stuff that they're doing or inspirational stuff, and they're just there to voice their opinion of nonsense, okay? So stop doing that. Get straight to the fact, straight to the point, and there's everybody's still fam. Like, there's no problem between none of them, no matter what went down, okay? Everybody's grown now, you know, so they all sat down, they all talked, they're all cool, so no matter what these blogs are telling you, don't listen. No matter, you know, people are voicing their opinions, don't listen. You know, don't let your emotions get all wrapped up in that. Just let it go. And, you know, I was thinking about what Turk said, because he's like, yo, people think I'm clout chasing, or people think that I'm trying to promote my music. He's like, I've been screaming free BG. You know, he's like, I want my brother free, you know. And he's like, I could do anything to promote my album or promote my music. He's like, I could talk gangster shit. He's like, you know, he's like, I went to prison for shooting somebody. You know, not that he's saying that he was proud of it. He was using it as an example to say, I have more things that I can say. Turk is saying that he has more things that he can say to draw attention to himself if he wanted that to push his music. He's like, no, so it's not clout chasing. He's like, he's just speaking it in a positive perspective, and putting it in a positive light and speaking it to an existence. So that led me to think to myself, you know, after him saying, you know, to me and to the world on the radio station, he's like, yo, he's like, I'm Turk, like, Hot Boy Turk, known to the world. You know, formerly, you know, with Cash Money, the original Hot Boys, he's like, you know, which are known for huge songs. He's like, why would I need recognition, or why would I need clout? He's like, I'm Turk. I don't understand why people, you know, try to attack me like that if I say something and the outside sources turned it around. So that made me think, You know, because everybody that knows me, they know that I always use the hashtag moguls in the making. Because I'm a mogul in the making. I'm building my empire brick by brick, okay? I've been doing so for the past 11-something years. So, you know, I'm a very deep, strategical thinker. And that being said, I'm thinking like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of hit me a little bit in the perspective to be like, damn, are people going to look at me like that one day? Or if I comment, damn, like, you know, what the fuck is, like, I don't mean to say, oh, God, I didn't mean to curse. Oh, my God, I just cursed. Okay, y'all know I'm being real right now. I'm serious. You know, I was like, what is a clout chaser? Like, what the hell does clout even mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, why? You know, so that made me think of, you know, why would somebody even come at Turk and say something like that? That's like going at any, you know, legend or any great person, mogul, or the founders of great companies. You know, I won't name any brands, but restaurants or anything like that that's very well known, okay? School owners, presidents. That's what I'm saying. Like, how can you be a clout chaser? If you're the president of the United States, not stating this one or the one that, you know, any of them or the ones that we have now, how can you say something to be clout chasing? This ain't no presidential debate. This ain't somebody that's trying to say, oh, I want to be the president. So he is what he is. He is the president in his own world, Turk. You understand what I'm saying? To each individual artist, they're their own president in their own world. They got their own followers. They got their own structure. They got their own way of life, their way of thinking, things that they put out into the universe and things that they take from the universe in a positive perspective and utilize it into a physical entity of, you know, a thought process. So, you know, that being said, I woke up today and, you know, I'm sitting up at like, you know, because I wake up early in the morning. And I'm thinking and thinking, and I wrote on Facebook because, you know, I like to share some insightful thoughts that I have, you know. And no, I'm not nobody trying to be, you know, like a motivational speaker, even though I am. I do that. But, you know, people will turn it in a negative way and be like, oh, everybody's a philosopher. That's the word I was searching for. No, I'm not into philosophy and all that other stuff. No, I just like speaking off of the things that I learned from. Sorry, I'm looking for papers here. Okay, so basically, you know, so basically that being said, I said, nowadays, people compare legends, power, success, education to material wealth, monetary paper, or coins. And then I continued to say, Albert Einstein only had ink, paper, equations, and space. Don't let that go over your head. A lot of people shared it. A lot of people liked it. I'm sure a lot of people read it and didn't do anything. But, you know, like a lot of the greats say, I'm just here to make you think. And that's something definitely to think about. So you could check that out. And then it also led me to post other poems, post things that I found. So I said, I posted something years ago. It came back up in my memories. It's like so ironic and funny because it kind of relates to the situation that today, speaking of, you know, revolving stuff. So it was a post, a meme that I posted. I almost said meme, but every time I say meme, people are like, no, it's a meme, but whatever. Spelled meme. So a meme that said, it had a picture of Method Man, and it said, back in the days, when you told a kid, yeah, I am an MC, the first thing that they said to you was, say a rhyme for me. Nowadays, you tell a kid I'm an MC, they're like, where's your car? Where's your chains? Where's your mansion? Where's your surrounding by 30 women? You know what I'm saying? So, which is the truth. You know, everybody is so materialistic nowadays. I won't say everybody, like a lot of people are materialistic, okay? In the sense that they're not understanding that you're bypassing and looking over legends or people that have potential to be a legend and greatness and moguls and all this other good stuff that can contribute to history. And when I say history, contribute to inspiring other people, you know. So that being said, I said, someone always has their own opinion. Their opinion is only as useful as their perception and as valuable as their actions. Their perception is based on experience, knowledge, and conscious awareness. Perception is reality. What kind of world do you live in? Or what kind of world are you in? So, again, I just post things because I like people to think. You know, get out of that box. Stop judging people. Stop saying that they're doing all these things. So it kind of came out really good. Then another thing, you know, I'm trying to inspire and motivate, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs. Again, IFM Nation, Madhouse, you know, yes, we work with indie artists. Yes, we work with already established artists. But everybody needs motivation. Everybody needs inspiration. I'm a prime example. I have a lot of accolades under my belt. I have a lot of accomplishments, a lot of war wounds, battles, blood, sweat, and tears to build these things. But still, at the end of the day, I don't let my ego overcome what I've accomplished, so I keep going. So I like always, you know, giving motivation to people that I've learned through the thinking process, whether it took me hours, minutes, weeks, days, months, years, doesn't matter. I always like to think about things so I can get it right. But I don't necessarily want to write all the time or know everything. I'm just saying we'll get into that topic as well from that perspective, from my perspective. Okay, I said I used to get my feelings hurt when a client wasn't satisfied, but years later I asked myself, does the owner of McDonald's get upset because a customer spilt their own drink? I want you to understand what I said. The owner of McDonald's, he's the owner. He can't get upset. The food was served. You got what you needed. You spilt your drink. So, you know what I'm saying? If the person or client, you know, is not happy, you still produced what you were producing. That's their perspective. That's something that they may be going through their bad experiences of not trusting people or always questioning or wondering things or themselves. So that has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it being your problem, okay? So you just got to always remain calm, wait, stop, think about it. Just keep going. Stay focused. Okay, so that was like something to kind of inspire people. And then the crazy part of the day, the Pentagon is setting up 11 quarantine camps on military bases near major airports across the United States in anticipation of an influx of American citizens returning from China in need of monitoring for the deadly coronavirus. I hope I said that right. That is now being called COVID-19. You can read the article that's available. That kind of like blew my mind. Like, I couldn't believe it. You know, I've had when I posted it online, a lot of people said, well, oh, they're always saying stuff, it's going to go away, like Ebola went or swine flu and all that stuff. But these are things, like, not Ebola because that's recent, but the swine flu happened over a decade ago. I think my sister's texting me, Lord. Okay. So, basically, that's what I was saying. The swine flu, okay? So, the swine flu was over a decade ago. Over 200,000 people died. Okay? But this is a little bit different. I don't know completely about the swine flu. I didn't do all my research. All I did research on was, like, look at the body count. And it was, like, 200,000 plus people. This coronavirus, it transfers from human to human, from animals to humans, from humans to animals. So it's something that has to be contained. So that's why the Pentagon stepped up, and they set up these 11 quarantine camps on military bases. I don't really want to read the article too much because it's kind of alarming and crazy. But I will read this. At a press briefing on Tuesday, the World Health Organization said it had decided on the name COVID-19. After consulting with the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Organization of Animal Health. So remember what I said about the animals and the humans and the humans and the animals? Yeah, scary, scary, scary stuff. We had to find the name that did not refer to a geographical location, an animal, an individual, or group of people, said WHO Director General, oh God, I'm going to mess up this name so bad, Tedros Adhanom. Oh my God, I don't even know how to. Ghebreyesus. I don't know. That's the closest I could get to it, okay? So that's who said it, okay? You can read that article. It's all in the article. The original people that posted the article was the Daily Mail, so you could check them out. Okay. As of today, they said the worldwide cases are 43,112. The deaths are 1,018. That's worldwide, okay? In China, it's 42,648 cases, and out of the 1,018 deaths, 1,016 deaths are in China. But they released a map. Okay, I know you guys can't see because you're listening to the via radio and not live, but you can go to my page and you can see. I'm just going to list some of the countries here. It ranges anywhere from 45 to, I'll start with the big one. Let's see what we have here. Okay, 45 cases have been reported in Singapore. Then we got 42 cases in Hong Kong. Then we have, okay, so Singapore, 48, Hong Kong, 42, 28 in South Korea. Oh, wait, I totally bypassed Japan. 161 cases are in Japan. Okay, so you get where I'm going. So basically, there's been cases in Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines, Australia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Singapore, Malaysia, India, Nepal, Germany, Thailand, South Korea, Russia, Finland, Sweden, Belgium, UK, France, Spain, Italy, Canada, 7 cases, and United States as of today, which is February 13th. It is approximately 12:22 p.m., 13 cases in the United States, and which I posted that 20 of them were being evaluated. They weren't confirmed the cases, but they were out of Atlanta, Georgia. 20 people are being checked. Okay, so it's getting a little close to home for the people, specifically on the East Coast. It was already close to home to the people out in Cali and the West Coast because, you know, LA, San Francisco, that's where everybody travels. So. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Let's see what we have here. So I don't want to get too much into the politics. I don't really talk about the politics. But I will read back a little conversation that I kind of joined in regards to that. You know, somebody reposted the from the military approved the 11 COVID-19 quarantine camps. You know, then here comes, I don't really want to say conspiracy theorists because, hey man, you don't know, like people, I don't sleep on conspiracy theorists anymore. I used to question it. I used to, and I still do. So I won't use used to in like past tense form because I still do, but I used to heavily question. I'm like, nah, they don't know what they're talking about. Or, no, it's easy for you to get your mind, you know, running away from yourself. Or, you know, people watch too many movies, the History Channel, Ancient Aliens. We don't know. So so your mind kind of goes crazy. But that being said, somebody shared the post, and they said, it has begun. Y'all better wake up. You know, for the people, you know, for the two boxes, y'all are sleeping. So people started to comment, and I said, if it hits a certain number of diagnoses, the military is definitely going to come into play. That's mandatory, okay? And then they continue to say, they blame the president, blame Trump. That was that. So basically, again, somebody else, a different individual came on and said, well, I hate to say it, but the same happened in 2009, the swine flu, and 2013, the bird flu, and the hysteria began of the quarantine camps, and the same was said with the rise of then the Antichrist. And nothing came of it either then. That's funny. These FEMA camps have been set up for years now in the event of a pandemic and or martial law need for the collection of people. I panicked then. I don't think I have any panic left in me anymore. Hashtag conspiracy theoried out. I thought that was funny. Because I understand. It's like what I just said. It's like, you're either in or you're out. It's a 50-50. It's a conspiracy. It's not, you know, whatever. So basically the conversation continued, and then I put my two cents into it. And I said, she's right. About the 2009 swine flu, over 200,000 people worldwide died, but it's 2020, and I'm definitely considering global warming into the factors. Diseases spread faster and are highly incubated in hot, warm weather like this. Plus, way more people are traveling now because that's the thing to do. That's the millennial wave. We are talking about almost over a decade later from the swine flu. We've seen a decrease in healthcare and an increase of people traveling. That's a horrible mixture for a situation like this, which I thought that I answered like greatly. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to like this myself. No, you know, and then, you know, somebody continued to say, yes, it is. I think they have failed with the swine flu and Ebola virus, the Ebola virus, but guess what? They didn't follow through with the quarantines and the airports. Oh my God, my sister keeps calling, but sorry, my niece. Really says that. Okay. Let's see where I was. Okay, they didn't follow through with the quarantines and airports like they are now, as well as these camps. It's going down. I smell a civil war coming and Trump supporters getting demolished. It's going to get real ugly. everybody blames Trump, but hey, whatever. You know, I'm not going to speak on it. That's not my opinion. I'm not a Republican or Democrat. I'm an independent party. So I've been an independent party since I was 18 years old, and that's just how it's going to stay. And then I said, I agree a little. Plus, they are also saying that the coronavirus is transferable from human to human, from animal to human, from human to animal. So this is even more of a risk than the swine flu. They better contain it fast. And then somebody continued to say, they're not going to contain CRISPR. They're going to use this as an excuse to declare martial law and play out exactly what has been written in these books for years. I called it. Trump was going to be the fall guy for it all. I freaking knew it. Freaking this for Back to the Future. Hashtag you better believe it. So people are going crazy. Like, not literally going crazy, but they're like, oh my God, the end of the world's coming. Well, I don't know. I don't speak on that. I'm not a religious person, but I'm very spiritual. I don't believe, you know, I don't choose a religion. I'm spiritual. That being said, I said, I don't know what to say on that note. All I can say is preparation is wisdom. Like the great saying goes, expect the best, be prepared for the worst. So that being said, I don't know. Go to the grocery store and buy some water. Buy some bread. Buy some tuna. I don't know. But is that going to save you from the coronavirus? I don't know. Get some vitamin C. Drink some orange juice. You know, take better care of yourself. Be more healthier. I don't know. Build up your immune system. That's the best advice I could give. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't work for NASA. I don't work for the government or the Pentagon. I don't know. The military. I don't know. So just, you know, exercise. Eat some fruit. I don't know what to really tell you. Get some masks. Get some hand sanitizer. Lysol. Clean your house. I don't know. You know, don't touch a lot of people. You know, what can I really say pertaining to that? So next topic. You know, I'm not going to talk about that too much. I don't want to be responsible for making people crazy if they listen to what I'm saying and apply it. So, yeah, just take better care of yourself. See what else I got here. Oh, my God, so much. Just bear with me. I'll play some music for you guys. I'm Gail. Let's see. This is a really interesting post that I posted, and artist team. It kind of gave you a breakdown of the manager, well, what they're supposed to do in the position. Manager, management company, lawyers, business managers, accountant, productions, A&Rs, public relations, songwriters, co-writers, agents, musical arrangement, band leaders, tour managers, stylist, crew, choreographers. It kind of gave it a breakdown. That you guys definitely want to look at. That's on my social media page. That was very interesting. Well, and tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers and non-lovers or whatever. You could love yourself so you're a lover. they have a good sale going on at Victoria's Secret, so maybe if you guys want to treat yourself, check that out. My sister keeps calling. I don't know if it's my sister or my niece, but I don't want to take the call while I'm on the radio because I don't know what she's going to say. She's going to be like, hey, what are you doing? I don't know, whatever. I'm not ready to give y'all those behind the scenes yet. It's nothing bad, but, you know, the conversation could go from, like, one thing to the next. I don't know. Ralph and Russo, Penelope Cruz recently wore Ralph and Russo Couture to the 2020 Goya Awards. She looks beautiful. Yeah, check that out. Also share some food. Have you guys ever had Brazilian food? Let me know. Go on my Facebook page and let me know. It's really good. I've had it once before. Also, the Miami Yacht Show is coming up. If you have questions about the show, you can chat with their new OWL chatbot for the Miami Yacht Show 2020. He will guide you through the show and give you any information you need to enjoy the show. To get started, all you have to do is text MYF2020 to 25525. I don't think I'm going to be able to say that fast. Hold on, get it. To get started, text MYS2022 25525. Say that fast 5 times. To get your tickets to the yacht show, or you can just visit Miami Yacht Show, the event page, and like it on Facebook. Let's see. Also, they have a sale going on at the Joseph Classic Market. If you guys are in the Fort Lauderdale area, check out Joseph Classic. I think they have one in West Palm, too. Really good. They have a special going on for some steak and lobster. Of course, you're going to have to cook it in a restaurant. The marketplace, that's where you go to buy it. But they have the secret to of the perfect Valentine's Day, the Joseph dinner for two five-course meals for only $49.99. That's really good. So you get some steak and lobsters. And then also the Waldorf Astoria Hotels and Resort is open in the Florida Keys. Make sure you check it out. And then we have the mix up here. I guess I could play you a sample of it here. So just so you guys know what you're going to be hearing on the Urban House of Radio. A little bit of house music. That's all I'm going to give you. You have to subscribe and follow the channel so you can check out the music. If you didn't hear it clear enough, you will hear it clearer when you subscribe. And you press play and check it out. Let me turn these speakers back off. Okay. Again, visit our website, ifm-radio.com. Let me see how much more time we have. I got 11 minutes, but I'm going to keep talking to you guys after that. So I'll try to wrap it up. Okay. When you visit our website, ifm-radio.com, you're going to have the radio shows, okay? And don't forget the magazine. We have new issues coming out. The first new issue that we have is a salute to the DJs. We have two issues coming out that's going to give you a representation of what IFM Nation is So, you know, we've got like 30-plus-something DJs, so we're going to do 2 magazines on that with some interviews and a whole bunch of other good stuff that we can't tell you, but you can check it out and order your magazine physical. It comes to your house, or you can download it on MagCloud. So it's IFM Nation. For all the new people that are tuning in, you know, if I just caught your attention or somebody just caught your attention which drew you to the station, IFM is an acronym for Independent Film and Media. It's not IMF. It's IFM. And how I tell people to remember, you got AM radio, FM radio. So IFM, Independent Film and Media Nation. Okay, so IFM Magazine, you could check that out on MagCloud. You can visit the website again. We have a forum. If you want to see something, hear something, I don't know, talk about something, you can write in the forum on the page. We welcome all, okay? I don't know if it translates all languages, but go for it. We'll translate it. We'll get you what you need, and we'll talk about it. Okay, the store. The store is open. We have new merchandise coming, but we already have merchandise available, anywhere from shirts and all that other good stuff. Shoes, sweaters, book bags, everything. Okay, the IFM Nation webinar series. Okay, so basically it gives you an insight on social media marketing. You know, you get to know how social media engagement works and how to make it work. You have an introduction. It kind of shows you how to use Twitter properly, and stuff like that. I don't really want to give you guys everything here, but I want you guys to go to the site and look for yourself. Okay, so there's like 10 videos on how to work Twitter. All you have to do is subscribe or sign up. That's all you have to do. You don't have to pay for it. And then it gives you a whole bunch of stuff. You can also listen to IFM. I hope my Alexa isn't going. You can listen to IFM Radio Nation on Alexa. I don't want my Alexa to say anything. So yeah, so you can do that. You can enter your email, join IFM Nation. We'll send you email permission. Matter of fact, on the upper right hand side of the webpage, you have the Twitter and the Instagram. There it goes, right there. So I don't got to keep repeating it like a crazy person. If they follow us, follow us, follow us, you could just go to the website and find it there. Let me close this out. We have the new show coming. Let's see, the top 5 recent shows, not top 5 overall, so don't get it confused. Last night aired the IFM Radio Presents. Yeah, it's about time for me to go. IFM Radio Presents Street Monsters Radio with DJ System. Of course, you know, before that was the interview with Turk and I. Then before that was DJ Unstoppable for the Turn Tuesdays. Today's Thursday. Okay. Before that was the Urban House Radio, DJ AJ Summer, Social Experience. It's really good. If you guys want to check it out here, I'll play some of it for you guys.
That's right, y'all. It's another edition of Urban House Radio. You already know what it is. You know where we at. And guess what? Urban House Radio.
Where you hear Louis Radio, Kevin Hedge, Wayne Williams, Terry Hunter, Todd Perry, Brandon Morales, Tim Regisford, Tony Humphrey, Jahar Muhammad, DJ Beloved, Kurt Crump, David Morales, Preston Edward, Carrie Chandler, Jared Hood, Kenny Doe, Adam Rio, Quentin Harris, Danny Curry, Joe Falchel, Fred Walker, Alan King,
Mike Dunn,
at Marty Skills,
all spinning now
on Urban House Radio.
Okay, so that's kind of a taste of what you guys are going to be getting on Urban House Radio. DJ AJ Summers.
Live is the natural DJ Jason AJ Summers.
That good classical house music.
It was a rose I knew, I met her once or twice before. It was a funny thing, not the least, it is pure.
Okay, so make sure you guys check it out. I'm not going to give you everything. Nope. Nope. Nada. You have to follow, subscribe. That's all on Spotify. So just go to Spotify, IFM Nation, IFM Radio Nation. Okay? If you downloaded the Spotify app, just click search IFM Radio Nation and follow. And you can check out all those shows. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, for everybody that knows, the judge approved the $26 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. So all you T-Mobile, Sprint users, good luck. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I shared the post. We got like 76 shares. Somebody said, I love T-Mobile. Sprint service sucks, but the two combined will be great service and cost. Somebody said, that's why I got Cricket. It's cheaper. I've never had a problem with service. I pay $120 for 5 lines, unlimited. We travel a lot and never have problems with it, but they will take just about any phone from any carrier to theirs. Okay. Also, for all those that watched the Oscars, epic speech right here. I'm going to play it.
And this form of expression
from the Joker
has given me the most extraordinary life. I don't know what I'd be without it. But I think the greatest gift that it's given me, and many of us in this room, is the opportunity to use our voice for the voiceless. I've been thinking a lot about some of the distressing issues that we are facing collectively. And I think at times we feel, or we're made to feel, that we champion different causes. But for me, I see commonality. I think whether we're talking about gender inequality or racism or queer rights or indigenous rights or animal rights, we're talking about the fight against injustice. We're talking about the fight against the belief that one nation, one people, one race, one gender, or one species has the right to dominate, control, and use and exploit another with impunity. I think that we've become very disconnected from the natural world, and many of us, what we're guilty of is an egocentric worldview, the belief that we're the center of the universe. We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby. Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal. And I think we fear the idea of personal change because we think that we have to sacrifice something to give something up. But human beings at our best are so inventive and creative and ingenious. And I think that when we use love and compassion as our guiding principles, we can create, develop, and implement systems of change that are beneficial to all sentient beings and to the environment. Now, I've been a scoundrel in my life. I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and I'm grateful. But so many have given me a second chance. And I think that's when we're at our best, when we support each other, not when we cancel each other out for past mistakes, but when we help each other to grow, when we educate each other, when we guide each other towards redemption. That is the best of humanity. When he was 17, my brother he said, run to the rescue with love, and peace will follow.
That is a speech that Joaquin Phoenix, the actor in The Joker, everybody that's seen the latest movie, The Joker, so that was him that you were just listening to. That was his Oscar acceptance speech. Everybody's talking about it. So that was that. Also, the statue of Fife Dog prodigy Jam Master Jay to live at Queens Public Library in New York City. I shared that on my Facebook it got tons of shares and replies. I got like 1,400 or something shares. So make sure you check that out. Also, it's almost 65 degrees in Antarctica, a record high. That's crazy. I don't even want to get on that topic. But, okay, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine from IFM Nation and your girl, Jessica Lane. For everybody that likes fast food, specifically Burger King, Burger King is letting you trade a photo of your ex for a free burger this Valentine's Day. I don't even know what to say. All I gotta say is a whole bunch of y'all are gonna be going to give pictures of probably people that you don't know, but whatever. You know, I might use some of your pictures to go get some free burgers. So I don't know. Somebody's my ex. Everybody's my ex. Tomorrow, on my Facebook friends list, you are potential ex for a free burger. So make sure you go to Burger King with a picture of your ex. I wonder what they're doing with all those pictures. That's funny. That got like 88 shares. That's funny. Yahoo posted that, yahoo.com. Yeah, see, somebody said exactly what I thought. Dang, what are they doing with all them pics? If you have a few exes, you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner for free. That's funny. Okay, I also asked people on Facebook, name a movie you can watch over a dozen times and still enjoy like it's your first time watching, because I was currently watching at that time Twister for the 1,000th time. I don't care. I watched that movie. That, what else? What else do I watch a million times? Like any kind of like sci-fi, like Saving the Earth movies, those I'll watch for like ever. Okay, what's another movie I watched 100 times? Sister, I don't know. I can't think of it right now. But a lot of people said Coming to America, Harlem Nights, Mississippi Burning, Da Vinci Code. Yes, Da Vinci Code, I will watch like a million times. Even though I know everything that's going to happen, I still watch it passionately. And they said any kind of documentary. Then a separate person said all Sylvester Stallone movies, especially Wise Gall. I've never watched that yet. Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. Yes, I've watched Life a million times too. And you too. Why don't you give it out on free? You know how hard it is to find that movie if it doesn't come on the TV? You have to wait. So you can't watch it back-to-back anymore. Let's see. Twister, Baby Boy. Yeah, Baby Boy I've watched 100 times. Independence Day, Poseidon. Yes, Poseidon about the boat that tips over from the rogue wave. That was really cool. Wedding Singer, Training Day, yes. Denzel Washington, Dead President, Scarface, Casino, yes. Goodfellas, can't forget about the gangster movies. The Dark Knight, I don't know. I don't know, I got to think about that. I watched it like once or twice. I don't know. What I did get into is the Gotham TV series on Netflix. That I did watch endlessly. Matter of fact, speaking of TV series, then we'll get back into this. I just enjoyed season 2 of Unauthorized Living. It is so good. If you guys have Netflix, your subscription to Netflix, if not, go get it just to watch that, okay? Unauthorized Living. It is highly recommended by me. By the end of it, I was like crying because the main character, he had to die. You know, the movie will explain more of that. But, yeah, he had to die. I was like, oh, man, there's never going to be a season 3 now because it's not going to be nothing without Nemo. I was like, oh, it was really emotional. So, yeah, it definitely, pulled those emotional cords. So definitely watch that. Let's see. The Dark Knight, Boomerang, Coming to America, Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, that's the movie. The Django and Chain, The Color Purple, Roadhouse. I watch Hackers every night before I go to sleep. Okay, that's our comment from our very own DJ Dizzy. So we know what he's doing before he goes to sleep. He's watching Hackers. Okay. any Transformers movie? Yes, I love the Transformers. I will endlessly love the Transformers. I want to be a Transformer. Limitation of Life. If you don't shed a tear at the end of the film, you have no soul. I haven't seen that yet, but I'm down for shedding a tear. I have to watch it. Backdraft, Enter the Dragon, Friday. Yeah, who has the watch party in millions of different times? Rush Hour, Juice. Wow, Juice, yeah. Scarface and Friday, City of God, Baby Boy, Five Heartbeats, Friday, Have Faith, Scarface, National Treasure. Yeah, that for all those, National Treasure was the part two of Da Vinci Code. I think they're coming out with another one. I saw that in the news. Okay, whatever. Well, you guys can look it up. But they do have, I think it's part three of the Da Vinci Code or National Treasure, like a separate part, but they're naming it the third one. It is with Nicolas Cage, so he is still a part of the film, so make sure you check that out. Friday Life, Shawshank Redemption, yeah, that was good. Castaway with Tom Hanks, yeah, that was good. Wilson, I just felt like saying that. A Time to Kill, Five Heartbeats, Temptation, Inception. I don't know if I saw that. What's Love Got to Do with It? Oh, I was watching that yesterday. Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Dead Presidents, and Star Wars 3. Oh, I've never been a Star Wars fan. Oh, no. I never really got into this whole Star Wars. I guess that's for the guys or the boys, whatever. No, they can have that. The Temptation, Five Heartbeats, What's Love Got to Do with It, Foxy Brown, The Green Mile. Yeah, that's my favorite one, too. Forrest Gump, Titanic, Training Day, City of God, Menace Society, Norbit. Yeah, that was a good one. Coming to America, Life Again, The Princess Bride. This, oh, God, there was like 50 comments, people. I'm just trying to go fast. The White House Down. Yeah, the new one was good. Step Brothers. Oh, that's funny. I don't want to say what came to my mind, but Boat. Oh, I won't say it. Promise. Focus, Friday, Goonies. Yeah, that was good. Hey, you guys. That was a good one. Oh, whatever. Just bear with me here. It's Friday. I don't care. No, this is fun. Dead Presidents, Kill Bill. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, basically, you can go to my Facebook page and you can kind of put your input when you're listening. Make sure you like the ISM Nation page. Visit the website, the webinars. Oh, my God. We're going to get onto this. For 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds. Give it like 5 seconds. Because I don't want to mess with my emotions. But, again, you know, to all the NFL fans and players and normal people that were just, you know, everyday people that weren't NFL fans were affected by Kobe Bryant's passing and his daughter. They were recently laid to rest a couple of days ago. It was a private funeral. So, yeah, that happened. You know, that happened already. They didn't do a public funeral, so. But you could find more information. See, even my voice is getting choppy. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get emotional when I think about it. I don't really want to talk about it anymore, but, or why I'm getting emotional, but I don't want to talk about it. Okay, but rest in peace and all due respect to Kobe's family and everybody's families that lost somebody on that flight. Okay, the next topic is to congratulations to Robbie Nova. Robbie Nova hit 500,000, which made certified gold to the song Troy Ave. Recorded, She Belongs to the Game. It hit 500,000, so it's certified gold. He was the producer of the record. He received his plaque. Congratulations, Robbie. You can follow him on social media, Robbie Nova. How can I forget? Well, I wasn't going to forget, but I had to get to it, I guess. 50 Cent earns the star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. Congratulations, 50. But I'm kind of upset at you, 50. I don't care. You threw the homie where I'm set. I don't know how you could end power like that. Okay. Tyreek, for real? Tyreek, really? Like, really? Oh, Tasha? I don't know. Was that even her name? I don't even care what her name is. His mama. That's going to be her name. His mama. Okay. I don't even know why. Can't believe he killed ghosts. I can't believe he killed his own father. Can y'all believe it? People were outraged. They were, like, so upset. I saw that he received, like, all these threats. Like, how could you do that? People got emotionally attached to power. You hear me, 50? They got emotionally attached. They were upset. I was upset, okay? But whatever. You know, it ended how it was supposed to. You know, everybody's talking about it, so that was great. That being said, make sure you guys stay subscribed to Stars because they still have the, well, the new show airing this summer, if I'm correct. 50 Cent released a new cast on his Instagram last night of the Power Book 2 Ghost. So make sure you check that out, Power Book 2. Let's see. The rumor is that Kobe Bryant will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2020, so you can make sure you check that out. Congratulations, Kobe, again, and rest in peace. Well deserved. I haven't had a show since we talked about it. The Grammy Awards, which happens January 26th, is February 13th. We're not too far behind, okay? Fayetteville native J. Cole and 21 Savage won the Best Rap Song Award for their track A Lot at the 2020 Grammys. Congratulations. Tyler, the Creator won over J. Cole and Meek Mill for the Best Rap Album. Yeah, hashtag Grammy. Moving on. I won't move on because I don't want it to be confused. But it was well deserved. Again, he even spoke on it and, you know, said what he had to say. Matter of fact, I don't know if you ever find that. So I could say that for you guys. I should know the beat of it. I don't care. Yep, that's me typing. Yep, I found it for you guys, so you guys can hear what Tyler, the Creator, has to say about that.
I don't know. My mom was choking me, so that's pretty much all I remember.
And then in recent days, there's been a lot of news about the voting process at the Grammys. Has any of that affected the way that you're looking at winning this award today?
I'm half and half on it. On one side, I'm very grateful that what I made could just be, you know, acknowledged in a world like this. But also, it sucks that whenever we, and I mean guys that look like me, do anything that's genre bending or that's anything, they always put it in a rap or urban category, which is, and I don't like that urban word. It's just a politically correct way to say the N-word to me. So when I hear that, I'm just like, why can't we just be in pop? Why can't it just, you know what I mean? So I felt like a half of me feels like the rap nomination was a backhanded compliment. Like, oh, my little cousin wants to play the game. Let's give him the unplugged controller so he could shut up and feel good about it. That's what it felt like a bit. But another half of me is very grateful that the art that I made could be acknowledged on a level like this when I don't do the radio stuff. I'm not played in Target. I'm in a whole different world than what a lot of people here listen to. So I'm grateful and like,
Okay, that was Tyler, the Creator, you were just listening to. He's such a humble soul. He seems like such a sweetheart. He gives off such an awesome vibe. Like, I'm all about vibes. Like, I know that was so, like, millennial of me to say. but it's true. You can just get that kind of vibe from him. Again, that was just Tyler, the Creator, you were listening to. That was his response after an interview after the Grammy. The Grammys. He won the award chosen over J. Cole and Meek Mill for the Best Rap Album. So that was his reply on that. Okay. And then congratulations to Anderson .Paak. Wins two awards at the 2020 Grammys. So congratulations. I very much so enjoyed his music. Matter of fact, we're going to play that song when we're done here. Again, IFM Nation on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you check that out. Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes. Let's see. Well, that's it, people. I don't want to go too far back, but I think everybody's caught up. But again, you could just catch up. Oh my goodness, no, how could I forget? But I spoke about this on my last show. Run DMC, but they didn't do it yet. Run DMC and Aerosmith, they performed at the Grammys. I was so excited. They did such a great job. It was amazing. Speaking of performances, okay. Hold on, let me sit back first. Okay, let me get comfortable in this chair. Because everybody has something to say about... oh my God, I must have y'all say. About... Jennifer Lopez and Shakira performing at the Super Bowl for the halftime. First of all, I ain't got no comments on that other than that both of the ladies did beautiful. Both of those women did a great job. The performances were amazing. They were live. They were action-packed. The outfits looked beautiful. It was amazing. Even though the game was kind of crazy, the defense was great on both ends. I don't even think it was a high-scoring final. High score for the final, but again, everybody knows that the Kansas City Chiefs won. I was kind of disappointed. I was rooting for San Francisco, you know, Cali, you know, West Side. I was winning, but my team didn't make it, so I'm not like emotionally attached to it. It's not like the New York Jets are in there, and I know you guys are going to be like, oh my God, that's the most horrible team in the world. Well, what's your team? I don't care because New York Jets are the best. If it ain't my team, it's nobody. I don't care about the team. Call in during another show and cry about it. I don't care. I'll just hang up. No. or we can talk about it on Facebook. We can debate about it. All right. Well, other than that, I am out. People, I enjoyed speaking to you. I'm going to play some music before I let you go, but I'm not going to come back on. So, that being said... peace out. Enjoy your 4th of, oh my God, did I want to say 4th of July? What month is it? It's definitely time for me to go. I am like so tired. It's Thursday. It's the end of the week. If y'all know how hard I work, you wouldn't believe me. You wouldn't believe me. You would not believe me. Okay, we're going to get to Anderson .Paak featuring Snoop Anywhere. But before we do that being said, peace. Make sure you tune into the Valentine's Day R&B mix. It's already up. Enjoy it with your loved ones. Or you're cooking out or you're doing whatever you got to do. I don't know. But listen to the mix. I am sure that you will enjoy it. Okay. Peace. I am your host, Justice Lane, and you are just tuned in to the Justice Lane Show with IFM Radio Nation.
Let me get that intro. Blunts. Gators. Hand me my mink. On the east, ducking feds from a peephole. 1989, gang banging was at its peak. This the beat that make me reminisce on G-Phone. 3 summers before the chronic hit the street. I would rather sling hand to hand to a fiend. Rapping on the side, trapping was priority. But every now and then, I go scoop my little things. Was up in my MC, banging New Jack Swing. Summertime time back in Long Beach. Passing one bottle, 40 ounce OE. I didn't have a dollar, but a nigga had a dream. Whipping over the stove and a nigga gotta eat. Threw my raps in the garbage, fuck being an MC. Thank the Lord for Nick Dogg and thank God for Warren G. Funny how time flies when you're high as me.
I think I'm in the rough end. I seen her throwing up edge now. You was living off a Drew Hill. Wasn't ready for the world, but baby, who is? Know you prettier than all the elder bodges. Never worry about the total of the charges. For now, meet up at room 112. We do
as I put this on.
Flag the right, surf the left, work the middle till it hurts.